Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting third. The DH, Tim Nehring. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Jeff McNeely. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Nate Minchie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Grimsley. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nehring hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Greenwell moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Minchie fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Minchie. Lofton moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirby for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Melvin hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McNeely strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deere is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deere takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Deere. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Deere steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely strikes out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Fletcher scores. Greenwell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nehring moves to third. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fermin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely bunts towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Jeff Mutis now pitching. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenwell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Fletcher scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento juggles the ball. That's an error on Sorrento. Greenwell scores. Nehring moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer strikes out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Vaughn scores. It's 9-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fletcher hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk now playing left field. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Candy Maldonado now playing right field. Wayne Kirby now playing center field. Jeff Treadway now playing second base. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Treadway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Treadway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana pinch hits for Mo Vaughn. Carlos Quintana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Quintana now playing first base. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fermin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Maldonado moves to third. Jeff Treadway is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Treadway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Junior Ortiz now catching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Rivera pinch hits for John Valentin. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mutis, and towards Espinoza, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Melvin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melvin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Rivera now playing shortstop. Greg Blosser now playing left field. Bob Zupczyk now playing right field. Steve Lyons now playing second base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 3 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Paul Sorrento. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson now playing first base. Jeff McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jefferson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nehring is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quintana is 0-for-1 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive into center field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maldonado strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.